Hi, good morning. Everyone, I would like to welcome all of you to IRC Limited 2018 second quarter trading update conference call. With us today are our CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, CFO, Mr. Danilo Kolev, and Company Secretary and Corporate Controller, Mr. Johnny Yun. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question and answer section, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcements and PowerPoint slides we'll be using for this call have been uploaded, and you can download the documents from our website, www.ircgroup.com.hk. 欢迎大家出席浙江现货香港交易所股票编号1019-2018年度第二季营运报告电话会议。今日公司出席代表包括有首席执行官 Yuri Makarov先生、首席财务官 Danilo Kolev先生，以及公司秘书及财务总监袁绍祥先生。出席嘉宾暂时会预设为聆听模式。www.ircgroup.com.hk。欢迎大家下载。我现在有请我们的CEO, Mr. Makarov，为我们主持这个会议。It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to our CEO, Mr. Makarov. Mr. Makarov, you may begin.
Thank you, Kent. Good morning, everybody from the sunny Khabarovsk, where we, together with Danilo Kolev, my colleague who is in charge of finance. I would like to attract your attention to the slide number five of our presentation, where you can see that this quarter was another successful quarter for the company. We continue the commissioning process and reach the capacity of 73% out of our designed capacity. We made a record high shipment and production volumes of 192,000 and 201,000 respectively. We are very proud that within one 24 hours period, we reached capacity of more than designed 105% of the designed capacity. This means that generally plant is operating very good, and we are looking forward to reach full capacity this year. Unfortunately, Kurunaq is still under the maintenance process, which is going good, but we are still in the consideration of what we will do with this processing plant in future. We've done ICBC repayment in June, and Danilo will give more update on where are we in discussion with this bank in his financial section. We've got some new waivers from ICBC, which also will be disclosed a bit more. Talking about other interesting facts about company, after the end of the second quarter in July, we've reached 78% of our capacity, which means that our commissioning process is going very well, and it's once again support an idea that later this year we will be at full capacity. I will not pass through other slides, which are generally reflecting who are we, what we are doing, and why we are doing it. I'm happy to answer questions and in questions later, and would like to pass to Danilo, who will guide you through the financial information.
Thank you very much, Yura. I would like to Draw your attention to the slide number. Just a second. Slide number 9, where you can see some snapshots of numbers related to the liquidity of the group at the end of June. Of course, but detailed information will be available in the 6 month in term of accounts of the company that are going to be released in August. As you can see here, the cash balance of the group remained at the level of 10 million US roughly at the end of the June. This was after service of the ICBC interest and principal. So the liquidity position of the group remains stable. As you can see, and as you're probably aware, in order to service the ICBC loan in June, the principal amount of the loan, we have to get the bridge loan from our largest shareholder in the amount of 30 million US. This is bridge loan, which is which we are planning to repay by the end of the year, is a part of the refinancing of the ICBC loan, as you can see here on the slide, and as we advise the investors before, we are in the process of quite advanced negotiations with one of the largest financial institutions in Russia, and we are still in the discussions with ICBC. Our plan is that obviously this process is going to be complete in this year. Next, few slides just shows the some movements in the exchange rate of the ruble. As you can see, the ruble was significantly depreciating recently, which of course is good to us, because the majority of our costs are denominated in rubles. And even more favorable is that the premium between the benchmark or the premium, or which KNS is producing, has significantly increased recently, which is assisting us as well. So I guess that's all information we are disclosing at this moment of time in relation to the financials of the groups. As you mentioned already, the rest of the slide is basically the general information about the group, which you've probably seen before. So we can move on to Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. To register for a question, please press star 1. Once again, it's star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to register for a question, please press star 1. Our first questions come from Ajaya Dapin from Evaluate Research India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. So, you know, our first question is regarding the KNS ramp-up. So what kind of ramp-up do you expect by the end of this year? What will be the capacity utilization, you know, for 2018?
We have done quite a lot of improvements and the bottlenecking of the circuit. We are still continuing to do it. That's why we are saying that we will at the full capacity by the end of the year. And I can spend hours talking about what we have changed. I'm not sure that it's interesting to everybody. Right now we are doing some improvements in slurry pump station within the milling part of the process. Nothing serious. What should be definitely clear to everybody, nothing which we can't do, which is impossible to bypass. But all these activities are time demanding, and what is more important is that to do some things, we should decrease production, or we should wait for the regular maintenance stopovers to do them. So once again, nothing unbelievably hard or undoable, but there are still some things which we should do, and that's why we are talking about end of this year.
Okay. And regarding the premium for 65% grade iron ore, what do you expect in the coming year? Like, do you expect the premium to stay at these levels, or probably it might start coming down, during the remainder of the year or probably next year?
Thank you for this question. It's very interesting, and I'm not sure that, although I'm not sure that we are able to do the forecasts, but what I definitely can remind you and to other participants of this call, that at the beginning of the year there was a forecast which shows that price will decline by the mid of the year, which thanks God doesn't happen. And who knows what will be in future, but current price level is very comfortable for us.
Also, if I might add here, with all the analysts and the traders that we are discussing this, because obviously we are this is of a major interest of us. The joint opinion is that it seems that the benchmark ore is in a balance at the moment. As you can see, it varies around $64 a ton, with the mine up and downs. Although the view is that even if there is going to be some correction in the market, but due to the recent restrictions and in China related to the ecological requirements, it seems that the premium, although it might look like in on a historical highs at the moment, it seems that it is going to be here. So, which of course is a good news to us.
Okay. One final question on Kuranaak mine. So, any update you can give as in when it can be started again, become functional again? What are you looking for at this moment to, get it function? At what point you would be considering that, okay, we can restart this mine?
We have been updating last year, I think, the market that we were and we are still in the negotiations with a number of potential investors who might be interested in reopening. Although at this moment of time, this question is still under the strategic review of a company, so we don't have any issues at the moment. So at this moment of time, this project is on care and maintenance. That's all we can say.
Well, yeah, thank you. Thank you for taking my questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And our next questions come from Mr. Peter Smith from London. Please go ahead.
There. Thank you for having me this morning. I have a certain question about the ramp-up schedule. How do you see that going forward? Where do you see yourself in terms of capacity at the end of Q3? Hello, do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you quite clearly, Peter. Thank you for your question. This is Yuri Makarov. We honestly, I'm not sure that we can give the exact forecast for the Q3, but we are very keen to commission plant as soon as it possible, although I'm afraid that we are not able to do any other forecast from what we have publicly done, and this figure is end of the year.
All right, clear, thank you. And then I have some follow-up questions regarding the whole bridge loan and ICBC loan situation. Did I hear it correctly during the call that you now expect this to be resolved during the end of the year? Because first I would have assumed that it would be resolved probably over the summer, in August or perhaps earlier, but you expect a solution only towards the end of the year, because talks have already been going on for a long time, so I wonder what is taking it so long. And then perhaps can you elaborate a little bit more on what are the main hold-up points at the moment, because things are taking a very long time. And then next to that, how is the cash flow generation, in the sense that the second installment of the ICBC loan at the end of this year, would you be able to pay that from the cash flow?
I can update you on this. Yes, that is quite right. Previous guidance of the company was that we will be able to complete the refinancing of the loan by mid of the year. So our initial plan was that we wouldn't be required to get any bridge loans. Although the process it took a little bit longer, and part of the reason was due to some corporate requirements and corporate sections required with our share. Holder, I'm talking about Petropavlovsk, of course, because they are the guarantor of the loan, and in order to complete the process of refinancing and change the guarantor. It was required a number of corporate actions on their side as well. So that was one of the reasons. When I referred that this process is going to be completed in second half of this year, I didn't recommend that it's going to be completed at the end of the year. I'm just saying that we are actively in the process, and it's a question what will be the length of the corporate approvals and actions required on the side of the guarantor. Although at this moment of time, we are planning that in the course of the of an H2 of this year, the process is going to be finalized. Second question of yours was what is the cash generated, and whether it's going to be enough to fully service the ICBC loan. Yet again, we are going to disclose more information about our financial during during our six when we're going to issue 6 months accounts. Although I can underline that although the project is generating the cash flow because we have it's increased the capacity of the mine and we have increasing the volumes of the output and the prices are keeping on a good level. I need to say also that we still have not fully reached the design in terms of the volumes, and so our costs are yet optimized, and also one of the boosts of the profitability of the company will be the bridge over Amur, which is now being the commission of which has now been moved into next year. So it will be fair to say that in order to fulfill our obligations with ICBC, we require a refinancing of the loan or the restructuring of the loan with ICBC, and a primary option at this moment of time, as we've been advising before, remains the refinancing of the loan with another bank, which we are advancing at the moment.
All right, perfectly clear. But can you perhaps then tell me why it would be in the interest of IRC to have the guarantee removed by Petropavlovsk, because it is in the best interest of IRC to have the guarantee to continue to be on the loan? This is not the same for Petropavlovsk, but for IRC it would be best to keep the guarantee on the loan, I would assume. And then next to that, have there been approaches towards your company, either for a merger or some other type of corporate transaction, considering the strategic value of your asset near China, perhaps by some Chinese party that might be interested in the good quality of your ore, because they are so close? So would that be something that you would also consider, or has there been any approach by any party? And next to that, you have been talking to investors for Karunak, but those investors' talks are currently not going anymore. Those are my final questions. Thank you. Hello?
Hi, Mr. Smith. This is Johnny Yun from IRC Hong Kong. I'm the company secretary and corporate controller of IRC. Unfortunately, it seems that there's a connection error in Euro and the latest line. So I guess they're trying to dial back in. But in the meantime, perhaps I can help answer your question.
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Danina is back now.
Okay, true.
Yes, I'm sorry. We had a problem with the landline, so we are back online. I guess I've got the question. So the part one of the question was about the guarantee and whether it's an interest of the IRC that the guarantee goes away. I guess the primary interest of IRC and of, I believe, of the shareholders of IRC is that the financing that we've got and the schedule of service of the loan or meets the schedule of the cash flows of the project, and we are comfortable with the service of the loan without any breaches of the terms of the loan. This is a primary goal of the management at the moment, and this is what we are working on to. So as I mentioned already, and as mentioned in the presentation on our website, we are working both on the options of the restructuring of the terms of the loan with our current lender, ICBC. We are regularly meeting with them, and we are working in this direction as well. Although while these negotiations, although as you can see in July, we have achieved certain agreements with them. Although it's not enough to keep this loan in a longer run. So while we are still negotiating with them, the primary option is working with another financial institution. That's answering the question. One question too was whether we are working with a strategic investors, either a Chinese one or any others who might have interest in the product we are producing. Yes, obviously the answer is yes. We are constantly working and seeking potential opportunities which might be in the interest of the shareholders of the group. Although I cannot give you any more information, as soon as this information is going to be material, this information is going to be disclosed. Although we are opened and been always opened, if you look at the track record of the company and our previous history of M&A activities, we've been always opened to these ideas. Thank you.
Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen. To register for a question, please press star 1. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to register for a question, please press star 1. Thank you, and there seems to be no further question.
Okay, so if there is no further question, www.ilcgroup.com.hk. If there is no more question, we are now ending the meeting here, and thank you everyone for joining the call today. We appreciate your time. If anyone has any questions, please feel free to contact us at any time. Contact details can refer to our corporate website, www.ilcgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you and have a great day.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. This concludes your conference.